From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iran says it will ban all U.S. citizens from entering the Islamic Republic in response to President Trump's executive order limiting immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. Meantime, numerous people have been detained at airports within the U.S., and others have been barred from boarding international flights destined for the U.S. President Trump spoke about his executive action.
We want to ensure that we are not admitting into our country the very threats our soldiers are fighting overseas. We only want to admit those into our country who will support our country and love deeply our people.
Thousands gathered at international airports in the U.S. and elsewhere to let Muslims know they have a home in the U.S. John Finlan was among protesters in New York's JFK airport.
People are not being let into the country. It's not what this country stands for. I'm an immigrant myself. I'm an American citizen, but I was not always an American citizen. And this is just fascism.
Meantime, a U.S. federal judge has issued an emergency order temporarily barring the U.S. from deporting people from nations subject to President Trump's travel ban. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke Saturday in the first discussion between the two leaders since Mr. Trump took office on January 20th. There was no word from the White House on the conversation, but the Kremlin said the two leaders had a positive discussion. Mr. Trump also spoke with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, as well as German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President François Hollande, and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. This is VOA News. Syria.